This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Joey's joining us in Michigan. Welcome, Joey.
Vince, how are you? Good morning.
Good morning. Now, Joey, just a quick announcement. General Mills is recalling bags, 5-pound bags of flour, over salmonella fears. So, class, if you're interested in avoiding that, 5-pound bags, gold medal, unbleached flour that are recalled on Wednesday of this week. And it says that salmonella was found during sampling of the product. However, no customer has reported falling ill from consuming this flour. So a gold medal flour, unbleached all-purpose flour. And I have the date code. It is, okay. Well, let me give you a phone number. If you want to call the company, 800-230-8103. 800-230-8103. And according to the CDC, salmonella is the cause of nearly 1.2 million illnesses and 23,000 hospitalizations and 450 deaths in the United States annually. 1.2 million illnesses annually. 23,000 hospitalizations and 450 deaths in the United States annually from salmonella. And the bag has a better if used, used to be best if used by, but with these guys, it's better if used by April 20 of 2020. So that's the better if used by date, according to General Mills. Any comments, Joey, before we continue?
My first question would be is, was that a good flower or a bad flower? Because today, whenever they do something like that, is it really for your benefit or is it for their benefit? I mean, because that's just how I think. I mean, the media has conditioned me that anything they tell me, I really have a hard time believing. So my first thought was when you said that is unbleached flour, would that be better for you, or is that not as good? Or did they forget to put an additive in that to make sure it would benefit you later?
Yeah, and here's another question. If General Mills is recalling bags of gold medal flour over salmonella concerns, what would the silver medal winner be doing, or the bronze medal winner, or the no medal awardees? What's their flour like if this is the gold medal winner? Okay.
Well,
Joey, you have... yes?
No, just the fact that General Mills is one of those companies that, you know, basically they own all the other companies. What does it matter?
Mm-hmm. And flour is in almost everything. Almost everything. So... Yeah, and that's the rest of the question. So even if you don't have any of these bags of 5-pound bags of flour that is being recalled, is that same flour in other products that you might be buying, like baked bread and, you know, other things, pastas and so forth? Joe, you recommended that I buy and watch Atlas Shrugged, the trilogy. Part 1, Part 2, and Part 3, and I did. And it's absolutely riveting. absolutely fascinating, absolutely educational, and it's a required homework assignment for those of us at USA Prepares. It was about $15 for all three DVDs. We own it, bought it used. And the question that comes up over and over and over again is, who is John Galt? Who is John Galt? And I couldn't get to the phone fast enough after watching the third part to call you to tell you I know who John Galt is. I know who John Galt is.
Well,
John Galt
right.
is...
If you don't tell the class, they will never figure it out.
Okay. All right.
Go ahead.
So, Ayn Rand, whose born name is Aliza Rosenbaum. She was born in 1905, died in 1982. She wrote a book called Atlas Shrugged, and it's about 1,100 pages. It's a thick, long read. And in this book, she describes the government, and she describes individuals who are trying to do a good job, and it looks like individuals are at odds with the government. The government wants to make everybody equal. Those who need more get more, and those who can produce more, produce more. But those who produce more don't get more. And the maxim that was used is from each according to his ability and to each according to his need. So if you're really needy and you don't produce much, no problem. You get plenty. And if you have a great ability, well, we'll let you work to death. To your own death, because that's what you need to do. And it seemed that was the maximum the government was employing and deploying. And John Galt was a guy who said, this is nuts. This is nuts. Why would that work? Why not reward the individual for doing a great job, for producing more? Why are we rewarding people who are producing nothing or less? Made no sense to him. So he decided that he was going to strike. He was going to strike and stop the motor of the world. Stop the motor of the world. So what does that mean? That means people were innovators, inventors, engineers, people who are doing really great things. Stop. Just stop. Stop feeding the beast. I mean, that's what it's been called also. Just stop feeding the beast. And that's who we are. That's exactly what USA Prepares is all about. USA Prepares is a group of individuals who do not take direction very well, who want to do a great job, who are tired of being beat up for doing a great job. You know, it's like the guy who climbs the ladder in the corporate world. He's doing a really good job. And then he gets met in the bathroom by some of the guys. And they say, knock it off. You're making us look bad. You got to stop doing this. You got to stop being a superstar. You got to stop being inventive. You got to stop working so hard. And if you want proof of it, just look at any government employee. What do they talk about? What do government employees talk about? Do they talk about doing a better job? No. Do they talk about, hey, arriving early to work, you know, unpaid, just to do a better job? No. Do they talk about being inventive? No. What do they talk about? They talk about who's got the best donuts, where are they going to go for lunch. They talk about other people, gossip. And they talk about the one thing that all the people in government talk about, when they're going to retire. And they look forward to it. I didn't know a single person in the corporate world, not one, during the 1980s, who said, do you know when I'm going to retire? I'm going to retire in X years and Y number of days and Z number of hours. It was never discussed.
And X amount of money.
Right. You can almost flunk out of life and get a government job because they don't want thinkers. They don't want people who are creative. They want people who enter data about other people or collect money from other people or call people with guns to collect and enforce money being collected from other people. That's what government employees do. They don't make anything. They just threaten us and extract money from us and tell us what and when and where and why and what not to do. And so this character, this fictional character, John Galt, was the son of a mechanic. He left home at age 12 and he began college early. And he works on a motor that uses ambient static electricity to power this motor. It's like free energy. Now, it doesn't exist, but that's the, you know, that's the project that he was working on. And so here you have a guy who can build an electric motor that runs on free energy that can power a train. Really cool stuff. And yet, he gets pushed around by the government. At every turn, he's beaten by the government. He's sick of it. He says, I'm not doing it anymore. So he walks away. And a whole bunch of other people who are innovators do the same thing. They walk away. His name happens to be Galt. John Galt. It's a made-up name. And they have an expression, going Galt. Well, that's who we are. We're a bunch of individuals going Galt. We don't like it. We've got a better way. We don't take direction well. We would make lousy employees because we'd be looking for a better way than our boss had ever thought of to do whatever he wanted us to do. That's why we're a bunch of entrepreneurs, because we don't take direction very well. We've all gone Galt. So the question, who is John Galt, can be asked a couple different ways. Who is John Galt, or who is John Galt? One meaning is, who is this guy, John Galt? And the other meaning is, how many of you are John Galt? And I couldn't wait to call Joey and say, Joey, I've got it. I've got it. I'm John Galt. USA Prepares is John Galt. You're John Galt. All of our instructors are John Galt. That's who we are. Joey, we come back after the commercial break. Would you tell us what your reaction to what I just said about John Galt and Rand's Atlas Shrugged? What you think that's all about? And do you think that I've just blown a gasket? We'll be right back.
Fresh liquid whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense fresh liquid whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh liquid whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Joey in Michigan's with us. Joey, any comments about what I said?
So, Vince, every time I think of that series, I think of the first expo I went that it wasn't your first expo. It was the first one I went to back, I think it was 2006. And as excited as you were to watch the series, I was that excited when I met the different instructors at the expo and their lectures. And, I mean, you know, it's funny. On Wiki, they put that this trilogy received predominantly negative critical reviews. What does that mean? That means that you, if you're a taker, you would find this to be not a good series. If you're a person that's an innovator, you would see this is the whole reason our country's in the mess it's in. I mean, one thing I've always said about the government, the thing they do best is to take the most efficient run system and destroy it. And, you know, you think about old, the difference between the old government when we were a young country to a current government. Old government, everybody in the government owned a business and was an actual worker. Today, the only reason you go to government is to be a freeloader. You originally might have good intent, but you right away find out it's easier to put your hand out, have your pockets lined. You know, think about these people, these federal workers that are complaining, and now they're showing they have to go to food lines. Could you imagine the average federal employee is earning $125,000 a year, and they have to go to a food line? What's wrong with that picture? And if you watch the picture, you'll see 90% of the people standing in line are 30 to 40% overweight. You know, so this whole picture is so distorted. And the minute I seen this series, and, you know, I seen the first one, I couldn't wait for the second one. I was waiting and waiting. And, I mean, you were lucky. You got to go all three of them and watch from start to finish, and it's even a better picture. But, you know, most of your class, I have to believe, would find this to be a very awesome view, a visual, because I'm a visual person. So for me, it's easier to see something and absorb it than it is to connect all the dots. But I can see the picture and immediately see all the dots connected. So, no, without a doubt, you were so excited. I don't know, you were probably more excited because this is the visual of how the government has destroyed our country. And it's just, you said it all. If you can't get a job anywhere else, they'll hire you. Well, in the private sector, if you're not capable of earning money, you don't survive. If you are starting a business and, you know, just like John Galt or Dagny Taggart or any of these people that all brought something to the table, most of our top government people have one thing in mind, taking something from the table. You know, I'm just looking this morning, Argentina launches a new vaccine mandate for passports, licenses, and more. So in Argentina, in the next 2 years, if you want a luxury, and that's a driver's license, and all passports and that, you're going to need to be vaccinated. Why would you want that? Canada just come up, Canadian Bankers Association wants to create a national digital ID. Trump was just bragging the other day, I was reading something, we will have a biometric system for the border. Well, if it's going to start with people coming across the border with a biometrics, rest be assured, you are going to have a biometrics here. But yet by 2020, most every state is going to require you to have a biometrics form of ID. Now, how would that benefit anybody? You know, when we go back to G5 and we talk about all this other stuff, and they can alter frequencies through your cell phone, and once they have your biometrics, they could reprogram you. The other series I suggested, I know Rick's been watching, and it's called Eureka, the fictitious town in Oregon. Well, I'm into season 4, and all of a sudden, through a plasma generator, they're able to manipulate the people, and the people think they're doing something completely different than what they're actually doing, because the plasma generator, through frequencies, are altering people. So why would you need all these cell towers? I remember 3 or 4 years ago when I came out by you for 4th of July, probably 4 years ago, I said the one thing I noticed the most are more and more towers. I didn't have better cell phone reception. I just seen more and more towers. Well, you got to wonder if these towers aren't as well used all of a sudden, because the control of weather is getting so detailed to within 28 miles of where they say it's going to be. Extra snow, extra cold, extra this. So those towers, just like Cliff High in one of his older reports 2 years ago, he says, the people will find out what these towers are doing and they will cut them down. So that's back to John Galt. Once the people are aware of who and what's happening, they may tend to stand
hold
up.
That,
unless
it's hold been that. Said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
This doesn't have anything to do with the president, doesn't have anything to do with the White House.
That's how White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders is characterizing the arrest of Roger Stone, a former Trump associate and advisor who's accused of obstructing an official proceeding, making false statements, and witness tampering. The charges submitted by the federal grand jury that's working with special counsel Robert Mueller, and Stone was arrested by FBI agents early today in Florida. Considering the charges, Sanders was asked by reporters whether President Trump had directed Stone to lie.
Frankly, it's just insulting. It's just not true.
There's a ground stop right now at New York's LaGuardia Airport, and the FAA says several other major airports are experiencing delays because of staffing issues as a result of the partial government shutdown. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Watch it.
I know there's something happening.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today you've got your
take my
when you go
to the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Joey's with us, live in Michigan. And Joey, interesting thing happened. Now, I have several screens in front of me, and one screen shows me the communications between this studio and the network. So I can see the delay, and I can see when we're not communicating and when there's like zero communication. You mentioned just before we went into the break, cutting down the towers. You know, people are going to be cutting down these towers. We're not advocating it, but that's what's going to happen. Not because we said it, but because people are thinking, they're realizing what's happening with these towers and the manipulation of the lives and the cancers and all of these things that these wireless companies are doing to us. Well, as soon as you said that, the connection broke. between this studio and GCN. I got nothing but no communication for 10 seconds. And I watched it. It was not us. We didn't do it. It just happened. And it's interesting how this kind of thing happens. And Neil Suits was talking about this with the RightSocial.net, how he's been virtually shut down as a result of what he's been doing. So what are we all about? What actually are we talking about here at USA Prepares? We're talking about hard work. We're talking about honesty. We're talking about integrity, self-reliance, independence, innovation, and frugality. Does that seem like that anybody would have a problem with that? Anybody with a mind that works? Anyone who's not stupid? Who would have a problem with being self-reliant? Independent? Not having your hands out saying, give me, give me, give me? The kind of thing that John Galt...
Yeah. Finish that.
The kind of thing that John Galt would advocate. You know, he built an enclave of similar thinkers called Galt's Gulch in a Colorado mountain valley. You know, a fictitious enclave. I tried to do the same thing here in Missouri years ago. And I wasn't trying to follow Ayn Rand's formula. It just occurred to me that this was the right thing to do. So I tried to do it here in Missouri, and I found one square mile, 640 acres, and we could let people have that for similar thinkers of at about less than $1,500 an acre, probably close to $1,200 an acre. It had roads. They were gravel, but there were roads. There was infrastructure. There was one way in, one way out. We could have a village center, village solar, village meeting, village worship, village, schools, everything, self-contained. But I couldn't find enough smart people who were interested. Can you imagine? We couldn't fill up one square mile with enough smart people. Now, I'm sure if we were handing out, you know, hey, y'all sign up and we'll give you 2 acres, I'm sure we could find some people. But that's with no investment on their own. No. But we couldn't find enough people.
And those people would come and tell you how to run it, even though they weren't capable of ever even owning 2 acres. That's why the system doesn't work. You know, it's just beyond ridiculous.
Joey, I know an inventor. He's a farmer. And he retired. And he was selling off all his equipment. And he built the coolest thing. Now, when we mow hay, we have one mower behind our tractor, and it's almost 10 feet wide. So we go around in circles, and we mow 10-foot swaths of hay. This guy worked all by himself, and he said, you know, let me buy two of them, and let me turn one around and stick one on the front and one on the back of the tractor. He built the hydraulics to lift it up and down from a tractor that was never designed to do that. He fabricated everything, including the gearing and the mechanical equipment necessary to drive 40 or 50 horsepower worth of mower on the front of the tractor that was never designed to do that. And he had two mowers on his tractor. And when he retired, I asked him about the mower. He said, oh, I cut it up. I took a torch to it, oxyacetylene torch, cut it all up, and sold it as scrap for the price of scrap. And I thought, I can't believe it. It was brilliant. And he's John Galt. He is stopping the motor. He's John Galt. He's saying, you know what? I'm not going to give my invention away. There's no reward for me. I'm not doing it. He's John Galt. He's stopping the motor. Stopping feeding the beast. Why should he let some large corporation steal without compensation his invention? Why? He shouldn't. Good for him. I would have loved to have bought it, but I'm glad he did what he did. But at first it didn't occur to me that it made a lot of sense. It does.
Well, the people have been beaten so bad, those that are Those are still from the old world. We'll call it the old world. If you work, you eat. The more you work, the better you eat. If you work really well and you're really crafty and you're able to do three times the work that it normally an average person would take, then you would make three times the money. But for your reward of making three times the money, some simpleton, so we'll call that word subby again, that's a minion, as you would use that phrase, a political minion would come up with the idea, well, I'm not capable of doing that, so we got to hold him back. And so for his rewards of being so efficient, we're going to steal three quarters of what he earns. So he's actually going to be making less than the average guy that had no imagination and couldn't figure out how to do his job properly. So think about when this breaks. And when this breaks, the only person that's capable of fixing it, and I don't know if the people realize who Ayn Rand is, or Ayn Rand is how some people will say it, but, you know, she was a young girl in Russia when the Bolsheviks took over, and a lot of subnormal millennial kids, and even some grown adults would think that the Russian Revolution was a great thing. They don't realize that they weren't allowed to have a religion, they weren't allowed to have anything, and everybody did the same. So, needless to say, the innovators, they just worked like the simpletons. So the productivity went way down, and all of a sudden, that was the most miserable place between that and China. But now, too, you know, Hollywood promotes Mao as a great humanitarian. A man, between Stalin and Mao, they've killed, what, 60 million and 80 million people? Those were the people that didn't want to be told what to do. And then after a while, they couldn't feed themselves, so then you just starve off the Ukraine. 25,000 people a day were dying in Ukraine because they were stealing the grain, because the Ukraine was the grain belt of the world at that time, even greater than here. I mean, and if you look at this whole picture, how far are we from there? And what will it take? An EMP, a winter weather advisory that turns into a colossal nightmare? Since when has it ever been zero? Coming in the end of January and February. You know, our high next week here is going to be zero one day and below zero, and that's normal middle of January weather. But at some point, we are running out of options as a society, as a group of people, because the simpletons that are running the show, the circus, they have no idea. Just as in Atlas Shrugged number 3, who's John Gall? You see, it looks just like the people in a Monopoly game. That's how they're acting. And they animated it to such classic. I mean, they made them look just like what they are. Subnormal, below average intelligence. We gotta have more. We don't know what to do. We gotta have more. What are we gonna do? Oh, we're gonna take it from this guy. And pretty soon, they took it all. When they took it all, the beauty of the show is how it ends is when they're leaving with John Gall in the helicopter. As the lights were going off, click, 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 and the whole country went dark. And, you know, I used to think when I watched a series called Revolution, that was when the power grid went down, how terrible that was. But really, the only way you can enforce a global biometrics nightmare is to turn the power off. Or at least you would think maybe that's how it would work. But, you know, maybe they'll use the Tesla power system that was taking the energy, the static energy from the earth and turning it into, and you'll still be imprisoned in a biometric society. How would you even know? But, you know, why is it you or I or Rick or Norm or any of the other instructors, we all congregate together? We all think pretty much the same. We all are in the same direction. We all have different fields of expertise. We all think different, but at the end of the day, our compass always points north. We always try to do what we consider to be the right thing for the better good, not just for ourselves. It's easy to take care of yourself. It's really hard to plan. It's like you giving up all this time to have a show so we can talk to an audience that when you ask for help, hey, is anybody out of juice? Nobody ever calls in. And I don't know. Someday when you're not here anymore, they're going to realize who you were and what your show represented. But when that day comes, they're going to realize what the United States of America was and what it represented. It was the beacon of hope. It was the light that people looked for to come to start anew. And right now, there's nothing going to be started here. I mean, when you have people earning $125,000 a year, and the average non-governmental employee, average worker makes less than 50, how are you rewarded? How is anything here fair? And I would vote for more free money if I was one of them people, especially when I didn't understand what was happening. But what do you think all these federal employees, what was their, what kind of work did they do before they became a federal employee? And what was their average income? Or were they just a welfare recipient that got a government job? I mean, I'd be curious what those stats are. I was just thinking about that the other day. I mean, because obviously somebody with $125,000 and you don't get paid for 2 weeks, they're losing their car. They can't pay the rent. They can't pay the mortgage. You know, think about that. It's $10,000 a month. I know people getting Social Security money. They are getting $600 a month, $800 a month. Go ahead.
I've got a comment when we come back. I don't have enough time during the remainder of this segment, but I do have a comment about what you just said. And we're connecting the dots, class. We're showing you how it really is. And I'm sure our detractors are going to beat us up for it. Bring it on. We'll be right back.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, we're going back into ancient history here with Joey. So, many years ago when I was much, much younger, I was interviewed for... This talks about the government. I was interviewed for a job by two men. And of this government corporation and the director of this government corporation. And I didn't want the job. It was an organization of government employees. Now, my boss was the guy who was in charge of building a computer system. But he couldn't do it. He didn't have the skills nor the knowledge to do his job. So what he did was he hired a consultant. A consultant to come in and figure out how this government corporation could build this computer system, how they could get it done. So the consultant recommended that they hire me. So now you have the consultant, you have the guy who is supposed to do the job, and me, all working on getting this job done. But I was the guy that was actually doing it. So you had three people doing the job where you really needed one. So the interesting thing about this is I didn't want this job in the first place. And they kept offering me more and more and more and more money. I literally turned down four offers before I accepted the fifth offer to do this job. So that's kind of how this works. So you have people in government who have a job and they go, gee, well, you know, we need to hire somebody to do this. But it's their job to do it. So they bring in another guy, and that guy says, well, I could do it, but geez, I need some help. And typically you end up with five people doing the job that one guy, the original guy, was supposed to do. So what they should have done was fired the first guy in the first place. Said, well, you know what? We hired you, but you can't do the job. So you got to go. But they don't do that. Then they bring in more and more people. Now it makes the guy, the original guy they hired to do the job, he feels really important. Well, here's what happened. So I kept turning down their offers. I finally got, they offered me so much money that I couldn't say no. I was really young back then. And here's what happened next. My boss was so frosted that I was making more than he was that he demanded to make more than I was making. Because, well, heck, he was supervising me. Can you imagine? And when I say supervising, I mean lightly supervising, you know, watching me from a distance. That's what the government is like. Joey, I was there. I did it. I saw it. I felt it. That's what it was like.
Well, we have a tax assessor in the area, and they had a restaurant. It was assessed at $1.2 million. When the building sold in foreclosure, it sold for $118,000. $118,000. Then the taxes on a $1.2 million building were a mere $45,000 per year. So that means in 2.5 years, you basically bought the building at foreclosure for what the parasite was stealing. And then when the building sold, they were still at $118,000. They still wanted to get the $45,000 taxes. Or a foreclosed house for $365 was the asking price for 2.5 years. Foreclosure went for $165,000. She still claimed that property is worth the taxes at a $365,000 because she can't comprehend. So when you have those kind of people working in your behalf, how do you think it can end? You know, when you don't know there's a difference between right and wrong, and you think because you have a title that gives you a privilege to do whatever you want, eventually all the rules change. And sometimes they change for the worse for both parties. Because, you know, how do you take the greatest place on the earth and ruin it as fast as these people have done? And the only reason this economy hasn't collapsed, in my opinion, and I'm surely no genius, in fact, I'm simple. The reason I believe is because they haven't put all of the towers, all of the amenities to create a virtual nightmare that we're going to live here into the future, whether it's driverless cars, biometric garbage. They need the infrastructure, and as long as they can print their own ticket, they can create all they want.
Class, if you get a chance to go to YouTube and go to Ron Gibson's channel, G-I-B-S-O-N, and post your comments. Post your comments about what you think about us. I think it'd be interesting to see what you might think as compared to what detractors think. Joey, thank you so much for being with us today and sharing your passion for making America great again. It's Joey in Michigan.
Thank you. Be safe.
Thank you. Be safe.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.